In lesson 9, there is one question in the before you begin questions, and it's this. What have you learned about lament? I would add to that question, what have you learned in your lamenting? Has it been a journey that surprised you? Have you found some subjects easier to lament about than others? Is it something that your group found was easier to do together than alone, or maybe the other way around? I would encourage you to take some time and process that. Think about what you've learned. What have you learned that you can teach others? What have you learned that will stay a personal discipline? I hope there will be something in all of that that moves you forward into the future in this practice of reclaiming lament. In lesson 9, though, and that's why I want you to reflect before you get to lesson 9, because in lesson 9, it is the end. There is an end. There is an end to lament. It may not have felt like it at the beginning of the study, but there is. We began with a world of already, but not yet. God will reign over the world. Death has been conquered in Jesus Christ. The promise is sure and worthy of full acceptance. The victory is already won, but we don't yet see it in its entirety. One day we will, but until then, we still lament. That's where we began this study. Those are the times we're still living in, unless something happens in the next year that we're not expecting. But lesson 9 celebrates that one day. On that day, we will abandon this continuum of praise and lament. Even in the midst of a broken world, we've been offering praise as the already part of God's victory. But we've continued to offer lament because the world does not yet fully reflect God's will and God's plan. But one day, it will all be praise. One of the things to note in lesson 9 is that we have come full circle, just like Miriam's dance. In lesson 1, we remarked how the idea of lament sprang from the perceived absence of God. But in the new heaven and the new earth, God is not only present, God is everything. There is no constructed temple because God is the temple. There is no need for sun or moon or lamp because God's light is brighter than the moon, the sun, any lamp that human beings could make. In Revelation, God is everything. God doesn't bring the end. God is the end. And that is cause for celebration. Because this God who is unchanging, unchangeable, has promised us from the beginning that one day there will be no more pain, no more death, no more dying. We've been promised that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And so in lesson 9, we celebrate that. The celebrations that are listed, that are described in Scripture, in Isaiah, it's much like what I imagine my family reunions would look like in heaven on that day, on that mountain. There is food and wine and people, people who have come from all over to celebrate on this mountain, on that day. In Revelation, there is the new that is God, the new heaven, the new earth, an earth that has been redeemed. All of the lessons, think back to all the things we've been lamenting. We have lamented death, and there's no more of that. We have lamented lives, and life is redeemed. We have seen how creation laments, and creation no longer laments, it rejoices. We have lamented over the cities, but there is a new city, a new Jerusalem, no longer destroyed, but coming down from heaven to earth. We have considered that God laments and recognized that we ourselves are the source of God's lament. And that is no longer true. We've talked about how women have led in laments, but there is no need for that leadership anymore because there is no more lamenting. Instead, we gather together and we praise, and we praise, and we praise. So I trust that in this study, you have found hope, that you have been strengthened by the knowledge that the God who loves you, who created you, who called you into being, is willing to hear anything you have to say. God isn't frightened or scared off. God is there to hear even your laments. You can indeed take everything to God in prayer. The study has been a rich one for me. If you didn't know, the idea for the study came out of what I referred to as my annus horribilis. Was the year my dad died. Several months later, my mom had a cancer scare. A couple of months after that, our family pet of 12 years had to be put to sleep. It wasn't a good year. And I kept thinking there has to be a better way to respond than just anger or sadness. And that's when I found lament. It empowered me. It reminded me of things I knew but didn't always feel. So I hope it may have done the same for you. I hope you have lamented well so that we can now feast and celebrate well, remembering again that God hasn't brought the end. God is the end.